Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. It is a Patriots Monday, but our Patriots Monday guests are done for the day. Bill Belichick, however, will be on with OMF at about 3:05, somewhere in that vicinity.
Very
just
good.
after 3 o'clock today. Be interesting to hear him. There is a meteorologist, a PhD meteorologist by the name of Ryan Maui.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with his work, but
I'll play along.
But what he's done is he's done the long range forecast. He's got the big ass, you know, multicolored chart and everything.
Okay, very good.
He writes, and I'm quoting, AFC Championship game is in Kansas City Sunday evening.
That's right.
Chiefs favored by 3 points over the Patriots.
What, is he an odds maker?
Nope. This is where he gets into his domain.
Okay, good.
6 day weather forecasts are brutally cold, all caps brutally.
Ooh.
And I mean very cold.
Ooh.
Game time temperatures from models range from -5 Fahrenheit to 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
I love it.
Arctic blast is centered over Arrowhead Stadium.
I love it. Cold.
And he's got the picture and everything, the map and
wow.
So according to this guy,
so dress appropriately.
It's good. Now remember, it's a 6:40 kickoff.
Right.
Eastern time. That's 5:40 in Kansas City. But but anyway, it's a Sunday evening football game.
Yes.
According to this guy,
cold.
Temperatures from models range from -5 Fahrenheit to 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
I love it. I love it. Advantage Patriots,
I have no idea.
Probably the same either way.
Well, at least Tom Brady's had a lot more experience playing in those conditions than Patrick Mahomes has had playing in those conditions.
Yeah, because wouldn't you say if the game was in a dome somewhere, isn't it an advantage Chiefs just right away because of how they throw and how fast they are? So anything that's going to, you know, change that, I guess it might be slight advantage. I don't know if it's a huge advantage. It was a gross weather game that the Chiefs just played in against the Colts. That was worse than the Patriots game, I think. Probably about the same temperature, but if you're watching on TV, at times it was kind of raining, sleeting a little bit, and they were fine. You know, they dominated the Colts, so I don't know if it's a huge advantage one way or the other.
We have not yet mentioned this, but just briefly mentioning this in passing, Kurt Warner pointed out, he said, many love to hate the Patriots for a variety of reasons, but as a father of 7, I can't imagine the pain of losing a child, so I want to recognize the class move of the moment of silence at Gillette for McKenna Mebane, daughter of opposing player. He just was trying to say this is bigger than football and a class move by the Patriots. It was a very classy thing that they did.
No, it absolutely was. And Mebane had missed the game the week before, you know, and then really weren't sure. And then they announced that he was going to play on Sunday. And so, yeah, the Patriots took a moment to remember his daughter.
All right. So Tom Brady doesn't have Twitter.
He does not.
There's sort of this Facebook Live thing, but really
he is very active.
His social media of choice is Instagram.
Yes, he's all about Instagram.
He's got a lot of Instagram
stuff.
Does he
got a percentage of that? He must be in on the ground floor of Instagram. I feel like for a guy to not be on Twitter and to be constantly posting stuff on Instagram, he and he only, right, Rossi? He doesn't have a team working for him.
This is old news. He is clearly not. And this
Don't even start, Rossi.
But this is a good example.
He clearly is typing all this stuff in himself.
And editing. Oh, yeah, I can just imagine him editing this video.
Yeah, he contacted the guys too, right?
So, yes, he reached out to all these individuals. So he posted this over the weekend before the game started. And I was just left very confused. So you may have seen it by now, but it was an Instagram video, a couple minutes long. It's Tom Brady. It's Jason Tatum, Charlie McAvoy, and Mookie Betts. So a young guy from each one. And this is, there's a visual element obviously to it, but here's what it sounded like.
Our destiny is not frightful by being unreal.
And it's frightful because it is irreversible and ironclad. Time is the substance we are made of.
Time is a river which sweeps me along.
But I am the river.
It is a tiger which destroys me.
But I am the tiger. It is a fire which consumes me.
But I am the fire.
I hate it. I hated it so much.
It was confusing.
It was confusing.
I mean,
it was uncomfortable.
I liked having
awkward.
The young players from the other organizations. That was fine.
Yeah,
you know, seeing
fine.
Mookie and Jason Tatum and Charlie McAvoy, that was cool.
But so all four of these men decided to take time out of their day and like record this. And do you think it was just like a one take situation, or they, hey, can you get that fire one more time? No, we got the river one. You're clearly the river, but we need you to read that you're the fire one more time. And it's like some obscure, we talk about it on NFL Sunday. It's some writer like forever ago. So he found this quote, wanted all these guys to get on board and read it. I'm saying, listen.
Sometimes he gets too deep for me.
If you like it, that's fine. But just ask yourself, if Philip Rivers did that, or if Patrick Mahomes did that, or Drew Brees, you would hate. You'd be like, are you kidding me? What is that?
Damn the fire.
And Dale, you can't be the fire and the river. I refuse to believe you can be both of those things.
Can you be a tiger?
Sure, on your own time. But if you want to be a fire river, it makes no sense.
You cannot be the river and the fire, and we should take it up with Jorge Luis Borges, who wrote this in The Labyrinth.
The Labyrinth. Well, I did like Pan's Labyrinth. That was a good...
Our destiny is not frightful by being unreal.
But I don't know what he's saying.
There's a report out there that Tom Brady has this taped up in his locker stall at Gillette Stadium. It is from Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. He's just getting way...
He's deep, man. He's
deep and zen-like, isn't he? He's
kind of out there.
And it's frightful because it is irreversible.
So the best part, too, is I just envisioned this whole scenario. And so one of Brady's guys reaches out to Mookie Betts and is like, hey, do you mind filming something for Brady? He's like, sure.
Yeah, what are you
absolutely
kidding? Of course.
Like, all right, you got to read this weird kind of text. Just kind of read that.
Look serious.
Yeah, act intense. And talk about how you're like a snake. And he's like, okay, let's do it. And then he's like, what is this? And like, oh, yeah, we're also mashing it up. Yeah, you guys are all set. And look for it on Instagram. He's like, man, this guy's weird. I wonder if they even did he get to meet all these guys, or did they just film these separately?
I know McAvoy was down at training camp. He and several of the Bruins were down there. The Bruins tweeted out a photo
of when
wishing the Patriots well. And it was Gronk with McAvoy and Grizzlick, and I forget, there were like four players.
Man,
so
weird.
So McAvoy would have had the chance to meet Brady down at training camp.
Just bizarre, though.
Mookie Betts, he can't go to training camp, but I bet they've met.
And the other problem is you can't end on that one. Like, you probably have to have one planned for every week. Conference championship game, there's going to be something this week. I don't know what you have.
I don't know.
Maybe get Kyrie Irving and Chris Sale.
Now get the stars, you know.
Patrice Bergeron. Get those guys talking about, you know, they're the wind and they're all this other nonsense.
It is a warrior poem. That's what you got to just keep that in mind. It is a warrior poem, and he's a warrior.
But it's confusing.
He's the river.
And it's the contradicting itself.
Well, don't you think that he was taking a shot at the opposing quarterback?
Rivers.
I am the river.
I am the Rivers. Yeah, maybe. Maybe he'll do the next one wearing a bolo tie just to really send it home. Or he'll do it like in a Fraggle voice like Mahomes and just kind of rip him. It could be. We'll see.
As Will Brinson pointed out on Twitter earlier today, the last time Tom Brady wasn't the starting quarterback in an AFC championship game, Patrick Mahomes wasn't legally allowed to drive.
Oh, my God. Been a while.
2010 was the last time Brady was not the starting quarterback in an AFC championship
game. And they just set Rivers and Brady just set the record for the oldest quarterback duo to start a playoff game. And so you could have an even older duo in the Super Bowl, potentially. Just one win away from Brady Brees.
81.
Battle of the 40-year-olds.
Could have combined age of 81, because the one yesterday set the record.
Or you could have a combined age of under 50, I think, if it's Mahomes and
Goff.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Do you think the NFL would prefer to have Mahomes and Goff? I bet they would. First of all,
Brady Brees. I think one last Brady Brees. I think they would say, let's do this. Get these two guys.
Brady Brees is like a big, I think, selling item where these other guys, you know, giving them the rub right now. And then a few years down the line, these are the guys they want.
Because think about it. It was never Brady Rogers. Like, we were promised a Brady Rogers. We never got Brady Rogers. Never got Brady Brees. Brady's never gone up. Well, I guess Warner, but Brady wasn't Brady when he went up against Kurt Warner. So it's been up against, you know, Eli Manning and Nick Foles and Jake Delhomme and Matt Ryan. Like, it just hasn't been this would be the best quarterback matchup. You could make the case it'd be the greatest quarterback matchup in the Super Bowl of all time.
It would certainly get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
In fact, they would dominate the coverage that week. It would be all Brees and Brady.
I think the next, because I think they also would envision next year could be Goff Mahomes, or like there's more time for Mahomes and Goff or whatever. I think one last run at Brady Brees would be the best.
Now, what was the other thing? Jason, that we were going to play here?
So obviously yesterday we played the comments for Rob, but we can play one more time. After the game, Brady said this.
So I hated the video, but this I actually really loved.
You know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
I love the we'll see. The we'll see is my favorite part of that whole exchange. Because first of all, I don't think anybody said you suck. And you know, Vegas had you as 4-point favorites. But regardless, whatever motivation you want, take it. But that everybody thinks we suck. And Tracy Wolfson even laughs. Like, she was not prepared for him to say that. But then we'll see. We'll see. I love that.
So then he came on this morning with Mutt and Callahan, and Jerry jumped in and asked him about that.
Who pissed you off?
I just think it's just a general, you know, just kind of what's, you know, generally said about our team.
Just generally said about our team.
Yeah, and then he followed up with this.
But how do you know? You don't listen. You live in your bubble. You go to bed early. You don't listen to talk radio. How do you know?
Oh, it's just a question you get asked in the you know, I mean, we have TVs on from time to time, so I don't think you're completely immune to anything. But, you know, I just know a lot of people didn't think we could win yesterday. And I'm sure a lot of people don't think we could win in Kansas City.
That's true.
I bet less people think you can win in Kansas City than beat the Chargers at home.
Oh, that's fair.
Don't you think? I mean, for sure.
They'll be even more of an underdog. I mean, first of all, they were favored
they
yesterday.
Weren't underdogs. But yeah, but a lot of people were picking against them. It's true. He's not making that part up. But this weekend, I don't think you're going to have to fabricate it too much. I think a lot of people will be picking against them. And in fact, the updated Vegas odds to win the Super Bowl, the Patriots have the worst odds.
I thought the Rams were worse.
This morning, the
Patriots were third of the four teams.
So it's got Saints plus 175, Chiefs plus 250, Rams plus 350, Patriots plus 355. So very similar to the Rams.
Yeah, I saw earlier this morning, they were flipped. And four were flipped.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, they're the two road teams. You know, if you're just basing it off of this weekend, it looks like home teams are pretty dominant right now.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Paul is in Braintree. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great.
Tony Romo mentioned this yesterday. Bill Belichick does well against young quarterbacks. I know they played 10 weeks ago, but do you think he's going to throw some stuff at this kid that he's never seen in this? We have a better defense now than we did then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do think the defense has played better, and the secondary has been a real strength. I mean, he'll throw some stuff at him, but Mahomes started the year a house of fire, and wouldn't you guess, Paul, that every team that they have faced, they knew that Mahomes didn't sneak up on anybody, like especially after early in the season. So I think they were throwing a lot of stuff at him.
The Chiefs can't stop anybody. Those three road losses that we had in the playoffs, though, all came against Peyton Manning. Well, the last game was kind of strange because Gronkowski missed an extra point. We had to go for two.
I know, but Paul, I mean, Kansas City, I going into this weekend, I would agree with you and say they can't stop anybody, but they just stopped Andrew Luck. They just shut him down. They scored a touchdown on a punt block.
I don't think the Colts were as good as people were making them out to be anyways.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? It's going to be a tough game to win, but I think going in, I think the temperatures are going to make a difference. You know what I mean? But I just think Bill is going to throw some things at this kid he's never seen, and it's all going to be about who plays better. That's
sure.
It's always that.
But I
do agree with you that I think that, generally speaking, Belichick makes life tough for young quarterbacks. Generally speaking. Now, Mahomes put a 40 burger on him when they played earlier this season.
And he had a terrible start. You know, he got out to a really bad start. But, you know, and the Patriots scored 43 against them. So I'm hoping it's a game like that, but I wonder if the weather will be a little bit, you know, kind of swing it down a little bit. Because we said that at the time, you know, when that game finished 43-40, and we said, hey, if that's a rematch of the AFC Championship game, you know, we're in store for one hell of a game, but we'll see if weather, you know, throws a little bit of a monkey wrench into it.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Tom Brady's got a new Instagram video out. A new one. Not Jose Luis Sports.
Bring back the TB Times.
We will hear what Tom Brady has to say when we come back. Sports Radio, WEEI.
The dynasty continues as the Patriots defeat the Chargers and get ready to face the Chiefs. React and talk about it right now. Now back to Dale and Keith on Sports Radio, WEEI.
So I mentioned this meteorologist who says the 6-day forecast for Sunday in Kansas City is brutally cold. Game time temperatures from the models range from -5 to 10 degrees. Now the European model is in.
The European model?
The European model, they call it. The Euro model.
The more efficient one.
It says Kansas City, 6 p.m. Sunday, -9 Fahrenheit.
It's going to be cold.
And that's air temperature, by the way, not air, you know, wind chill. That's just air temperature. Now they're saying -9 in Kansas City.
You go sleeveless to look like a tough guy still?
Hell no.
Got to go sleeveless, right?
Please.
Come on.
Did you have any cold weather games at Hobart?
Every one of them. You get me up there, they're freezing.
Not so much in September, but.
Freezing. Our linemen would not wear long sleeve shirts. Yeah, they would. We had a couple snow games and stuff, and but yeah. I'd put the big puffy jacket on. This is toasty over here.
Give me everything you got.
Whatever you have, I'll take it.
All right, so we mentioned the Tom Brady post over the weekend, which included Mookie Betts.
Bit of a head scratcher.
Jason Tatum.
It was awkward.
You're not familiar with the work of Jose Luis Borges.
Did you find it not awkward?
Who is one of,
question.
No, it was. It was a little strange. As somebody pointed out to us on Twitter, there's another good quote from Jose Luis Borges, which says, "Don't talk unless you can improve the silence." Good advice for talk radio hosts.
Yeah, I don't do that, but it'd be tough if it was just silence here. So
all right, so Tom's got a new one. It just came out a few minutes ago.
He's busy.
The latest offering from Tom Brady getting ready for the AFC Championship.
Monday, January 14th. It's great to be working on a Monday. Great team win. We're on to Kansas City, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see.
I'm trying to be
what I'm destined to be, and trying to take my life away.
I like the fact that he's got 50 Cent in there.
Do you?
Yes, I like.
Why?
No, the song plays into the whole narrative post game.
What do you say? Many Men?
Yeah.
The song is called Many Men by 50 Cent.
Yeah. What does it mean?
Many men wish death upon me.
Is that really the case about Brady? Well, is that laying on a little thick? Was Tom Brady in a feud with Ja Rule that I didn't know about? Is that what we're talking about here?
Could be.
Is that what the problem is?
You don't know.
So he is suggesting, Brady is, that many men have wished death upon him.
Yes, I think that's true.
Although, that's fair and accurate. You know what? Some of these fan bases, he might be right. I take it back.
What does the cliff really mean?
Pittsburgh fan base. I mean, he's not a good quarterback anymore. It doesn't mean he ceased to be on this earth.
But that's his death. That is his immortality.
I guess.
He's being challenged.
I liked it.
Monday, January 14th.
Every time, by the way, he's improving.
He's wearing his pliability shirt.
Every time I see one of these videos of him, I think, what a great quarterback.
It's great to be working on a Monday.
These are awkward, aren't they?
I liked this
one. This one's not as bad.
We're on to Kansas City, baby.
Let's go. As you're watching the video, he's in the facility. They're off today.
There's no off days. Not at this point of the season.
He's in the facility today.
This isn't an OTA. Working. He's showing up.
He's got his pliability shirt on. He's working in the whole video was taped in the facility there today.
And then he edited it.
Let's go.
Some good highlights.
And then he posted it today. Edited that, went through the old production studio.
That. Yeah. He did that himself, I think.
He filmed it himself. He's clearly holding the phone. He filmed it himself.
He did film it himself.
Yeah.
He did like I'm doing right here, trying to show you.
If I had to choose, or if you had to choose, I've already given you my answer, between, what would you say, 8-second pump-up videos or TB Times. Where do you go?
TB Times was dumb.
No, it wasn't. No, TB Times. There's so many clues in there.
I like the videos.
So what did it mean?
TB Times, 100%.
Yes, TB Times was.
What did the alligator mean? We don't know.
Alex Guerrero. I'm pretty sure it's Alex Guerrero, but we don't know for sure. It would melt your mind trying to figure out the TB Times. There'd be stuff in there. You're like, well, they put that in there for a reason.
There'd be Easter eggs.
There are Easter eggs everywhere. Everybody's crawling with Easter eggs trying to figure it out. These are a little bit more self-explanatory. And then they have the 50 Cent song for this one, just to really drive that message home, I guess. The TB Times. The TB Times was just really out there. And unfortunately, it got discontinued. Like a lot of the papers in this country got discontinued. So now we're keeping the Instagram videos alive, though. Although, if I had to choose between him reading a poem with three other athletes in the city and this that we just saw.
Let's go.
I guess give me this.
Good. I like
it. Yeah, give me this.
He's in the facility on a Monday when they're all off. He's in there working. He's getting ready to go.
Didn't Edelman have something this weekend, too? He had the thing with, like, the forecast. I wonder if he'll have something like that up his sleeve.
He had a retro look. It looked like a VHS
like the Stranger
tape.
Things teaser kind of idea. I am looking forward to seeing what Brady has up next. because you got to up the ante for the conference championship game, right? If you're going Betts, Tatum, McAvoy for the divisional round, where do you think he goes? Russell or
I was going to say
Manny Ramirez? Where do you go?
In Betts, you've got the MVP. It's tough to top that.
Tough to top that. No, unless you go like Ortiz. Yeah, Ortiz.
Which he probably could get done in a heartbeat. One phone
Ortiz,
call.
Ortiz, Pedro.
Who would it be for the Celtics? I mean, I don't think Russell's coming in to do it.
Pierce would do it. Pierce had, like, tweeted out like a Patriots logo the other day, or a Patriots hat. So Pierce would do it. And then Chara would do it, right? Chara and Brady, they a couple of 40-year-old athletes.
Chara wants to. He asked me
to hook him up.
Chara completely redid his whole diet based on the TB12 method. He bought the book. He devoured the book. He's changed how he's lived. He even said to me, I really would like to talk to Tom sometime
about
this.
Maybe this is the way. Like, you should reach out to me. Like, hey, Tom, if you need me for any Instagram videos, I'm available.
Could do that.
Just hit me up on my off day, and I'll be there. I'll ride my bike over to the TB12 facility and take a quick video. Something's going to happen. Did that come out on Saturday, right? The day before the game, or was it the day of the game?
The Brady post?
Yeah.
It was the day before.
Yeah, okay. So this Saturday, we should be getting something else. They're probably cooking something up right now. Brady's in there with his Adobe Audition and his Pro Tools. He's cooking it up right now.
That's just garage audio bands. Programs.
Now, we've got a guy on the text machine who claims, by the way, that this is Tom Brady's house where he's filming that. I mean, he's got a big house. He's got a lot of money. I guess it's certainly possible he's got that kind of a facility at his house.
Monday, January 14th.
I got to be honest, it looks more like a little larger facility than his house.
Well, again, his house probably has a facility. No, that doesn't look like his house, but I don't know.
It's not TB12. We've seen enough videos out of the TB12 facility that don't look like that.
Let's go.
He's staying pliable.
Let's go.
Let's go indeed.
I'm fired up. I don't know about you.
Uh-huh.
Ready to go.
Just give me a little jazz. Come on.
Get you a little jazz?
Yeah.
You like that 50 Cent song?
It's just the message coming from. Come on. Day after the game. Feeling good.
Many men wish death upon me.
Many men.
Wish death upon me, it sounded like.
But name one.
Yeah.
Max Kellerman.
Max Kellerman, I bet.
Shannon Sharp.
Got to be out there. Somebody else. Yeah, but death?
You guys are taking death a little too literal.
What do you think 50 meant by it?
I think he also meant people.
No,
take
he didn't.
It down.
He meant actual. He got shot. He meant death.
He was shot nine times.
Oh yeah, sounds like a nice urban legend.
We've seen the pictures. We've seen the pictures.
He has a bullet lodged in his tongue, Jason.
Yeah.
Oh,
he has scars all. He's got bullet wounds all over him.
And nonetheless, all
people,
these music
people
is a metaphor.
Literally, have wished death upon him
and tried to make sure it happened.
Yes.
Tried to carry it out.
Brady's a little bit different, but I like the intensity, though. I like that part of it. Let's go.
We're good. All with that.
Yeah.
Jackson Beckett. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
How does that work copyright-wise?
Hey,
you got to pay 50?
My call. You know, we all know that there's a lot of haters out there from the analysts. I mean,
yes.
You know, Brady Belichick were pretty much responsible for LT never winning a Super Bowl. But I just wanted to make a point that, you know, I remember watching a Super Bowl back in 2001. When John Madden was calling the game, and, you know, early in the game, he was talking about how calm Brady was, and he compared him to Joe Montana. And I remember John Madden getting lambasted by all of the football analysts back then for his comparison of Brady to Montana. So he was one of the few people that called it very early on, and I just wanted to hear your thoughts again. Thanks for taking my call.
Wait, Madden said that? Tom Brady? I thought he was going to go down the road that everybody still talks about. It was like, yeah, Tom Brady, they wanted the Patriots to take a knee. They said they shouldn't have gone for it. But he compared him to Montana. I guess I don't remember. I am laughing there. Jason on Twitter says, did Rossi play in any really cold football games or in any football games?
Ow. First of all, it was an unnecessary shot on Twitter, but second of all, you took way too much delight in it.
I like that. That's a guy who listens to the program. That's really well done.
The answer is... I was on the sidelines.
It's
worse because it was colder standing over there not doing anything.
Worst time to not play is when it's cold.
Yeah, it was bad time.
With a big puffy coat.
With a big hand warmer.
No, you're on the O-line, you went sleeveless.
No.
You went t-shirts.
Can you believe that Rossi was an O-lineman? Like, what kind of team?
O-N-D.
What kind of team are we dealing with here? Rossi was on the O-line. How tall are you?
5'8".
You are not
5'8".
I am 5'8". We can get a yardstick out.
Were you the center? Or would you have been a center?
They tried me out at center. Didn't go so well. Moved over to guard.
Shotgun snapped. It screwed you up. Or?
So you were like, you were a pulling guard.
Not so much pulling. Just kind of stood there. And then they said, well, why don't you try defensive line?
Yikes.
I scored a touchdown once.
What? No, I refuse to believe that.
I scored a touchdown
in a game or a practice?
In a game.
Varsity?
Wow. JV.
Doesn't count.
What?
JV count? JV stats?
That's it was in the newspaper. Harsh. I was told if it's in the newspaper, it counts.
No. JV stats don't count. That's not even a sport.
Yes, it is.
How did an offensive lineman score a touchdown?
Because he's got moves.
Very carefully.
No. How exactly were you given the ball?
No, I played running back for this game in fullback. They put me in there and they said, we're going to try to get you in.
You were a real James Devlin in that game.
I was a monster.
Why is that guy wearing 62 in the backfield there?
Yeah, I could see you actually playing fullback more than I could see you playing offensive line.
That's what I was trying to push for anyways. I was getting dominated by these 6'3 guys.
Now, what year were you when you scored a JV touchdown?
I was a senior. They put me in.
They shouldn't be allowed to play. Seniors, I thought it was rule that you can't play JV.
They didn't know. Do you think people were checking IDs and how old is that guy?
Birth certificates.
I'm pretty small.
Like, whoa, that guy's tipping the scales here. That's not fair anymore.
Career rushing stats. 1 carry, 5 yards, touchdown.
Pretty good. Good average yards per carry. Better than Sonny Michel for the season.
Well done, Jason. Good job.
Good for you.
And you should have been captain, too, by the way.
Of JV, sure. Fine.
Well,
doesn't matter. Who cares?
They didn't have captains for the JV.
They even keep score for JV games?
Yes, they did. They had the flip score.
He got a touchdown. They kept that one.
He kept score. Did they keep score?
Keith, they had a scoreboard. It was the things where you go see basketball games. They flip the score, you know, the two cards.
Oh, those ones.
Yeah, and that's not a joke.
That's a high level.
What else you got coming up next? Sports Radio WEEI.
Back to more of Dale and Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we haven't touched on because it was a Patriots Monday and a whole lot of football today.
What else you got?
I'll kick it off.
What else you got, Dale?
The Bruins have a big game tonight at the TD Garden against the Montreal Canadiens. They played Saturday night in Toronto, beat the Maple Leafs in one of their best games of the year, which means their season series with Toronto is done. They won 3 out of 4 games against Toronto, and they're done with them. Tonight is their fourth and final meeting of the season with the Montreal Canadiens.
Weird.
If the Bruins win tonight, they will have taken 3 out of 4 meetings with the Canadiens. So they will have taken 3 out of 4 against both Montreal and Toronto, but they're also done with them.
That's weird. That's a weird scheduling thing.
January, and you don't get to see either team. Now, unless you get to face them in the playoffs, which is certainly a possibility, but strange schedule the way the NHL has done it. The Bruins are healthy. They're playing better. I think they've won 6 out of their last 7. And they got the Canadiens tonight, but I don't get to work.
No, off
NBC
night.
Sports.
They'll pick it up.
You probably noticed I'm a little more...
Yeah, you're dressed down.
A little scruffy today. Yeah, scruffy. Yeah. I'm going to watch the game on my couch.
Sounds good.
What else you got?
Celtics are a mess, Dale. We thought they'd figured it out. They beat Indiana. They look really good against Indiana last week. You're like, holy smokes, this is the team we've been waiting for. The next night, they go to Miami. They get smacked by Miami. You're like, oh, it's a back-to-back, so let's make excuses for them. Then they get a couple of days off. Then they go to Orlando. They lose to the Magic on Saturday. Kyrie Irving's upset. They didn't get the ball at the end. And, you know, they lost to Orlando. Then on top of it, he has this whole post-game thing. We don't even have time to play it all. He goes on for like 3 minutes. And really, you know, if you listen to all the words he's saying, the young guys and the old guys on this team, and the old guys include Kyrie, just the veteran guys, they don't get along. This is not working. The Marcus Morris, Jaylen Brown shoving thing is so much more than just that. But now Kyrie today, it had another long thing that he was talking to the media about. And he says he's never going to question his teammates in public like that ever again. So now even he is kind of going back on what he said before. All I know is they're a mess.
You hate it when guys go back on stuff.
Yeah, stick with it. Stick with it. The young guy, so Kyrie Irving and Marcus Morris. So Kyrie Irving calls him out verbally. Marcus Morris kind of calls him out physically. Those are the only two guys that are good every game. Like, they're consistently good. Everybody else is a mess.
And they probably are both out tonight.
So they won't make it to the NBA Finals with this group. There's something broken about this group. And they're actually kind of fortunate that the Patriots are still playing. And even when the Patriots are done, whenever that is, that conversation is going to continue for another week or two. So the Celtics have about a month to figure it out. Otherwise, all eyes are going to be on them questioning why they can't win.
We got to get out of here. OMF is coming up next. Bill Belichick will be on with them just after 3 o'clock. We'll see you guys tomorrow after we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. for stopping by. Goodbye.